So the latest buzz in the world of cannabis seems to be that of Delta 8 THC and its controversial legality because of its derivation from hemp. I'm your Tag Talks host, Lisa Lupo, and today I'm talking with Tag Food Safety Director Eric Edmonds, JD, on this stimulating topic. Good afternoon, Eric.
Hey, Lisa. How are you?
Doing great. So let's just start right with the basics here. What exactly is Delta 8 THC?
So, I mean, without getting into too many specifics, in general, cannabis or marijuana in general has over 100 recognized cannabinoids that are in it, and Delta 8 THC is just one of those. So one of the many, obviously from the name, you can see it's very similar chemically to Delta 9 THC, which is one of the kind of the one cannabinoid that is known for causing a high or its psychoactive properties. So it's very similar to that, but it's just one of the many cannabinoids that are present in cannabis in general, hemp or marijuana.
Okay. So why is there controversy on its legality? I mean, is it legal or isn't it?
That's actually, I mean, it's a very interesting question. And going at it from different angles, you have to kind of look. So the 2018 Farm Bill legalized hemp, which was a really broad definition. So any part of the plant or any of its derivatives or extracts, any of the cannabinoids, as long as the Delta 9 THC content is less than 0.3% on a dry weight basis. The interesting thing with Delta 8 THC is it's become really popular and it is derived from hemp, but it doesn't naturally occur at really high levels in hemp. So it would make the extraction directly from the hemp plant not really economically feasible from an industry standpoint. So what most people who are marketing or selling Delta 8 THC are doing is taking CBD that is derived from hemp and converting it in a lab to Delta 8 THC. So it doesn't fit neatly into just an extract or derivative of the hemp plant because it has that extra step. And from the DEA perspective, which enforces the Controlled Substances Act, they've even released a rule that said synthetically derived hemp products are considered Schedule I controlled substances and are illegal. And while they don't have a great definition for what constitutes synthetically derived, they've kind of said any compound created in a laboratory. So on one hand, if you were able to extract Delta 8 THC directly from hemp in a large enough amount, that seems to fit in the 2018 Farm Bill exemption on the federal level really clearly, but the DEA action around the lab activities to convert CBD to Delta 8 THC is where it gets iffy, because the DEA considers any synthetically created product to be a Schedule I controlled substance. And basically means anything produced using non-cannabis materials. And so since in the lab, they're using solvents and other chemicals to convert the CBD to Delta 8 THC, it calls it into question. And then you have the other obstacles, the FDA being a major one. Even if the hemp is legal under the Farm Bill, or even if you went to the point of Delta 8 THC being legal under the Farm Bill, the FDA has maintained all of their authority to regulate foods and consumables under the Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act. And they've been really clear that just like CBD, Delta 8 THC has not been generally recognized as safe, and no applications for a new dietary ingredient have been submitted. So per the FDA, it's not legal to use it in a food, even though it could have some argument for why it's legal under the Farm Bill. And going further than that, they've received a lot of kind of adverse event reporting since Delta 8 THC has become popular, with illness and some even including hospitalization and medical checkups. So they're really concerned for the general public health of people in the United States who may use it. And then there's the whole idea that, yeah, it's extracted using solvents or produced using solvents. And so you may not know what type of chemical residues may be in the finished product. And then there's the general concerns. The whole idea that with a similar name to Delta 9 THC, Delta 8 THC does cause have intoxicating effects and psychoactive properties, which doesn't quite line up with the original intent of the Farm Bill exemption. And then just other ideas of being generally non-regulated, the sanitary condition of the facilities where it's produced, inconsistency in labeling and concentrations of the Delta 8 THC, as well as the fact that there's some labels out there that are either making drug claims or seem to be marketed towards children. And the fact that it's in this legal gray area, you can buy these online and in retail stores that may not actually have age verification procedures to verify that kids aren't buying the product. So,
yeah, it sounds like federally, it's probably not really a good idea to be, you know, working with it just yet. But on the state level where, you know, cannabis is more legal, then, you know, would a company, you know, be okay considering manufacturing it? And, you know, so what would they need to know?
Well, and that's really where states have stepped in and created their own regulations, which creates inconsistencies from state to state. So outside of all the general idea of intoxication and everything, the first step would be evaluating the specific regulations in the state that you intend to market the product. So states have gone kind of all over the place on this. Some outright prohibit it. It's illegal in any form. Others have allowed it, but only within their state medical marijuana program or their adult use program. And then with those that have allowed it in some level, they've required registration of the processing facility and labeling and testing requirements that you would be looking into. So at the state level, similar to other cannabis products, it could be legal, but it varies depending on the state. And some of the more hemp-friendly states like Colorado and Kentucky have actually prohibited or put severe restrictions on it. So that would be the kind of number one thing to look into from a starting off regulatory standpoint. But then, as I mentioned earlier, the considerations you would have to look into, how you're labeling the product, not to run afoul of any of those, and how you're marketing, whether it to kind of emphasize that it's not meant for minors. And then there's always this kind of thing on your back shoulder with this is, on its face, you can make an argument that it's legal, but people look at it and say, well, the spirit of the 2018 Farm Bill was to legalize non-intoxicating substances. That's specifically why they call out Delta 9 THC specifically, within the kind of those limits for the legal definition of hemp. But the spirit of the law is, in a sense, being violated by allowing an intoxicating substance to be sold to the general consumer. So I think there's always going to be a bit of a target on your back, but if you're already operating in a legal cannabis market with intoxicating products, you probably have a little more leeway or a little more room to work within your current regulatory framework.
Thank you, Eric. A lot of really good insights there on what we can or should be doing with the it seems like ever-changing versions of cannabis that are out there. So
yeah, and I'm sure it'll continue to change as we move forward. This is definitely an instance where the industry and everything has moved faster than the regulation. And I mean, a lot of it came out because CBD became so popular and it was produced at really high volumes. And then it's a value dropped because there was to convert it into another product. And I think really it's just wasn't accounted for at the federal level when the Farm Bill was passed.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you again so much. We hope that this session of TAG Talks has provided our audience with a better understanding of Delta 8 THC and all the controversy that's currently surrounding it. So for more information on cannabis production and how TAG can assist, visit TAG's hashtag website, which is www.hash.atchisongroup.com. And be sure to subscribe to TAG's YouTube channel to stay up to date on all things food safety and public health from TAG experts. Thank you.
Thanks, Lisa.